Dear faithful, if you remember, I told you on Holy Thursday that on that day our Lord established three sacraments, namely holy orders, holy Eucharist, and penance. In other words, he gave us all the means necessary to live a good and holy life after our baptism, so that we wouldn't need to be condemned forever in hell, but that we would have resurrection and life. And now on Holy Saturday, when Lent has coming to an end, we should also think, what is the end? When everything on this earth is over for us, what is the end? And today's Mass and Feast gives us the answer. The end of to these sufferings on this earth is the resurrection of the body. When we heard during Holy Week how cruelly our Lord was abused, abased, mocked and tortured, and finally put to death, on this day we hear that this story truly had a happy ending. He who was dead is now alive again, and he who was abused and abandoned and mocked shall never be so again, but he is reigning gloriously and immortal together with his Father in heaven. It truly became true in the resurrection of the body, which we will also all of us go through the words of prophet Ezekiel, who said many centuries before Christ, "Ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God to those bones, behold, I will send spirit into you, and you shall live." How glorious and how very consoling the thought and testimony is the feast of Easter to us. If we are infirm, if we are sorrowful, if we are downcast, if we have dry or aching bones, all those will be vanishing, all the troubles, all the sicknesses, all the sorrows, they will vanish and be wiped away on our resurrection. On the last day on the last day of the earth, our souls will be again united to our bodies, and we go through that glorious day which our Lord Jesus went through today on Easter. At the moment of the resurrection, when our Lord rose from the dead, there was a violent earthquake around the sepulcher. Then an angel descended from heaven, as a testimony to men. It was the earthquake which announced the arrival of this God's messenger, the angel. And this earthquake made the soldiers on guard observant of all that was done by the angel. The angel rolled back the stone so that the soldiers on guard and all who would come to the sepulcher, that they might go inside and convince themselves with their own eyes that this tomb was truly empty. We often hear or read from the saints' stories how they have performed great and miraculous things, even so miraculous happenings as raising somebody from the dead. But in the resurrection of Jesus, our Lord resurrected by his very own divine power, our Lord was now glorified. He did not need an angel to roll the stone so that he could step out from the sepulchre. But this, namely rolling the stone away from the sepulcher, was done in testimony to the guards, in testimony to the apostles and to all of us that Jesus is not in his tomb anymore. The sorrow and anguish and torture is now over, and it's the festivity of joy, which will be made even more perfect later in heaven after our own resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus is the greatest of all miracles. It is truly the miracle of miracles. By doing this, by resurrection in his own power, our Lord most clear and most the best manner proved his divinity. He who rose himself from the dead through his own power is truly man and truly God, our creator and our master, our redeemer and our king. It is also the proof of our redemption. As Christ died and shed his blood for us, he also showed us what is our end, that we truly have defeated the powers of Satan, and we truly are able to go to heaven again. And finally, it was also the promise of our own resurrection. If we are Christians, if we are Catholics, we will infallibly also one day resurrect into the heavenly glory. Dear faithful, when soldiers saw this great happening of the resurrection, they trembled with fear. As a final thought of this great feast, I want to give you the thought that not only is resurrection the guarantee of our redemption, but it's also a warning towards us, warning that as long as we live in this earth, we have not seen the end quite yet. When soldiers saw resurrection, they trembled with fear. They were the soldiers who were serving a different kind of Lord than what we are serving. We have a pledge of resurrection in our Lord Jesus Christ. The resurrection should be a great consolation, but also salutary warning that this is the end for us if we stay faithful. When we see our Lord resurrected as Lord and King, it should not be a source of trembling or fear to us, but the great end, the great and fulfilling of promise of God. And if we live our lives with the Lord Jesus on earth, we will also live it together with him in heaven forever and ever. May you have a blessed feast of Easter, and God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.